Okay, coffee drinkers, you may want to sit down for this one. Savor that cup of joe, because experts say climate change will make it much harder to grow coffee beans going forward. But don't fret, a number of companies are turning to alternatives, marketing coffee-like drinks made from date seeds or chickpeas. To tell us more is L.V. Anderson, senior editor at Grist, and her story is co-published with Slate. L.V., welcome.
Thank you, Deepa. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so this one might be hard for a lot of people. Can you explain how long we have left to drink our cups of coffee?
So that's an open question. I will say that some researchers have estimated that the most suitable land for growing coffee will shrink by more than half by 2050 because of climate change. You know, coffee farmers have these thin profit margins, and they're already getting ruined by extreme weather. And at the same time, global demand for coffee is growing as upwardly mobile people, particularly in Asia, are developing a taste for coffee. So it's difficult to say when coffee is going to become inaccessible for Americans, but we can say with reasonably high confidence that coffee prices are probably going to go up in the coming years.
Okay, so you looked into alternatives. Let's talk here. Chickpeas, chicory root, even bread are seen as an alternative ingredient in these coffee-like drinks. Many have caffeine added. There are even some companies, LV, repurposing agricultural waste. I mean, I have to say, it doesn't sound close at all to coffee. Does it taste like coffee?
No. Well, it tastes kind of like coffee. I tried two of these new beanless coffee drinks, one of them in a latte, and the latte tasted pretty convincing to me. The other one I tried just black, which is like, you know, black coffee. That's a difficult taste test to overcome. And it was clearly not coffee, but it was somewhat similar to coffee. One of my colleagues described it as weird Folgers, and I thought that was a pretty good description.
In the realm. Okay, so you also report that for hundreds of thousands of years in the Middle East, people have used date seeds to brew a hot drink. Can you tell us about some of the other less expensive alternatives that other cultures have already developed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fake coffee has been around for generations. In Central America, people have used the seeds of a rainforest tree called Ramon seeds. In Europe and Western Asia, people have used chicory, chickpeas, dandelion roots, lupini beans, soybeans, grains, figs. I mean, the list goes on. These ingredients have historically been more accessible and more affordable than coffee, although, of course, they don't have caffeine in them. And then there's also this sort of more recent category of fake non-caffeinated instant coffee, often made out of chicory, grains, and molasses. This is a category of beverage that became popular during World War II and after World War II, when coffee was hard to come by. People might recognize brand names like Postum.
Well, I'm getting a little scared here, but I want to ask you, some of these companies, what they're doing is not necessarily any environmentally more sustainable than maybe adapting traditional coffee bean growth for climate change?
Well, it's definitely possible to grow coffee sustainably. You can intersperse the plants with native tropical trees. This is called agroforestry. But it's not clear that coffee farmers can grow enough coffee this way to satisfy the world's demand, especially in the face of the climate change.
L.V. Anderson, senior editor at Grist, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.